The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as you know, listeners to The Hard Shoulder and elsewhere will have known yesterday's dramatic announcement, and I think that's the only way to describe it, of a new Republic of Ireland manager from Iceland, the former Iceland manager. Nobody had it on their bingo card, nobody had it on their prediction card, and I know a lot of football journalists and correspondents were a little bit sore subconsciously that they didn't have the name either. So it set a very interesting stage for his press conference, which has been taking place throughout the afternoon here in Dublin as he introduces himself to the Irish media. But we don't need to hear from him just yet, because we actually have someone who knows a lot about him to talk to us on the line now, and that is the sports editor of RUV Iceland, who is Einar Orn Jonsson. Good afternoon, I should say, to you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. Now, listen, let's get one thing out of the way, because I've heard an eclectic range of pronunciations of this man's name. Most Irish people are calling him Heimer, but that's not the pronunciation. Would you just guide us through phonetically how you pronounce the man's name?
Yeah, the pronunciation, the correct pronunciation is Hamish.
Okay, like Scottish.
EI in Icelandic is pronounced A.
Okay, Hamish, and the surname?
Hamish. Hallgrímsson, but we don't use surnames in Iceland.
Oh, right. That makes my job a lot easier. Okay, so just Hamish is fine. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the first thing to get out of the way. We've been getting used to him. We're getting used to, even in the little interview he did with the FAI, you could see a certain sense of humour. He's drawing connections between the Irish and Icelandic supporters. But let me talk to you a little bit about his earlier part of his career, because obviously he's a household name in your own country, not so much here. I know he's been in the Jamaican job for a while. So just give us a little bit about his CV, resume, where he's come from. And I understand he started in women's football.
Yeah, he did. He comes from a small island just south of Iceland called Vestmann Islands. He played there. He grew up there. He started his coaching career there with the women's team, and then progressed over to the men's team, and did really good with the men's team from the Vestmann Islands. It's a small place, and they were punching above their weight, and that led to him being hired as Lars Lagerbäck's assistant, first with an Icelandic national team, and then they were co-coaches when Iceland went to the Euros, and then Lagerbäck left, and Heimer was alone with the team when they went to the World Championships in Russia in 2018. So he's been now for the past 13, 14 years, he's been mostly in the national team business in Iceland and then Jamaica.
Okay, now listen, a lot of people are putting, maybe it's cynical, but a lot of people are saying that defeat of England a few years ago is one of the reasons, not the only one, but one of the reasons why he appealed to the FAI selection committee, that he could perform in big clutch games. How much of that would you put that down to him or Lars Lagerfeld, who you also mentioned was there? Like, what was the division of labour between the two of them, or do we know who did what and who said what at particular times?
I think they were pretty much equals at that point. I think Lagerbäck soon realized that Heimer was a very competent coach tactically, and that Heimer also is a fantastic communicator. He gets his ideas very clearly across to the players, and I think they realized pretty quickly that they could be equals in the tactical and communication side of the Icelandic team. And national team football is a lot simpler in structure than, say, coaching a team in a league somewhere. You have to have fewer ideas. You have to be more specific in what you want to change. And that's Heimer's strengths. He has simple ideas, plays simple, effective football, and he's pragmatic and a good communicator.
Now, we've all been digesting the idea of style. What kind of football is this man going to inculcate in the Irish team? Lots of people who don't know anything about Icelandic football seem to be pronouncing on what his style is. Can you kind of give us the definitive word? What kind of style of football might Irish fans expect to see?
Yeah, like I said, he's pragmatic. He plays the style of football that the team affords him. When he had the Icelandic team with Lars Lagerbäck, obviously Swedish coach, so they played 4-4-2. With a great emphasis on defensive solidity and discipline. He likes his teams to play very disciplined and to protect the goal first and foremost, but also when you have the ball, you attack with precision and with certain kind of flair. you're not going to be keeping the ball for 50-60% of the game. You can have less of the ball, but when you have it, you do something with it. And that's kind of his style. But defensive discipline, number one, and then attacking flair. Once you have the ball, you get it in the direction of the opposite goal as fast and as you can.
Now, a lot of people obviously know Icelandic football. You've had so wonderful tradition of players. You know, you think of your Eirik Johnsons playing at Chelsea and so on. There's a good list there. So you've a vibrant football culture. Do you find the coverage over here a little bit strange? I don't know how much of it you've sampled or know much about, but do you think there's a slight, maybe some Irish fans looking down their noses at this man in some way? Or do you get any sense of that? And if you do you have any understanding of why that might be?
Yeah, I can understand why it might be. I mean, he's an unknown name in Ireland. We know him, of course, here, but he's not been a coach of a great European club team, or he's not been the coach of a great European footballing nation. Although we like to look at ourselves as a great footballing nation, so I think we're also realistic that most people outside of Iceland don't know the ins and outs of Icelandic football. So I can understand where it comes from. And I also think that you will be pleasantly surprised when he starts communicating with the press, communicating with the fans, because he's a charismatic guy, and he's a likable person, and he likes to have good relationships with everyone. And that includes the players, the fans, the media, and so on.
And in terms of obviously the Jamaica, it's low profile enough, but Copa America is a big tournament. It's obviously got some big countries, the USA and Argentina and Brazil and so on in there. So he's used to that kind of level of scrutiny. But how will he react to pressure? Like if results go badly, if this England game, for example, turns out to be a bit of a washout based on their performance last night, it's going to be very tough. I mean, how, when the pressure comes on, from what you know of him, how do you think he will react to that pressure?
I don't think it will faze him. He's a laid-back guy. He's been through a lot. He's faced pressure with the Icelandic team. He's faced pressure with the Jamaican team. And I think he puts an enormous amount of pressure on himself. So I don't think outside pressure in his first few weeks or first few months of the job will hurt him or the team. He'll roll with it and continue in his work. He knows what he can change or what he can influence, and the media he can't really influence. He can just have a good relationship with him, but he can't control what they write or what they say. So he's going to roll with the punches.
Yeah, and also I think maybe we're all missing a trick in the sense that this is a big development in his career. If he does a good job, and he whatever a good job means, that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But if he does a good job, it could put him in very good stead. He could get a big job in the Premier League or the Championship or whatever, maybe somewhere else and across Europe. So there's a good incentive for him for this to work, isn't there?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you always look when you take over a national team in Europe. I think you always put your name forward if there's a vacancy in some of the bigger club teams in Europe. But I think he's taking over the Ireland team because he wants to achieve something with the Ireland team. I don't think this is he doesn't see this as an advertisement for him to go and leave Ireland and take over a club team. I think he sees potential in the players that Ireland has. He sees potential in the Irish team and that he can take them forward either to the World Cup or to the European Championships. So I think that's his drive. Anything else that may develop later on is just a bonus.
In terms of the last job, Jamaica, probably not as well. You know, obviously the exit from Copa America wasn't great, but it is a tough tournament. You're playing against a lot of pretty well-resourced teams. Should we be concerned about that? In other words, he was very good a few years ago when he was with Iceland. There's been a slight dip in the trajectory. Or would you just say, no, look, that was a specific job at Jamaica. You know, just look across his entire career and then make the judgment. Where would you put the Jamaica job when you come to assess him?
I don't think we should focus too much on the Copa America end of the office time in Jamaica. The Northern American teams like Jamaica and others are guests in this year's Copa America, so they had to qualify for it through the CONCACAF Nations League, which they did, and that was a bigger win for him to qualify for the Copa America. They did okay in the last CONCACAF Gold Cup, which is the North American regional championships. So I think we should look more at that than the Copa America. The Copa America was, I think, a step too far for this Jamaican team. And there had been problems within the Jamaican footballing authorities that he wasn't happy with. So he wasn't happy with how things were developing in Jamaican football. So I think that's more of a reason that he left Jamaica than that they lost all the three group matches in the Copa America. Okay. It was just one step too far.
Great. Listen, Einar, you've kind of reassured me, you know, this conversation, because I had a lot of questions and you've kind of picked them off one after one, which has made me much reassured as an Irish football fan. I'm sure other people listening will, because they don't know him. They may not know his track record, but you've actually, I don't know what you set out to do, but you've put a good case from. We'll see what happens against England and some of the follow-on fixtures. I'm sure you'll be watching from your side, north of us here in Europe. So thank you very much for joining us. That is Einar Orn Jonsson, who is the sports editor with RUV Iceland. And he's talking about the new Irish manager, who I'm just going to simply refer to as Hamish.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.